I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Time to tee off for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a city in southern Wales that's home to the Celtic Manor Golf Resort. It hosted the 2010 Ryder Cup, the first time that tournament was ever held in Wales. The city is located on the banks of the River Usk near the Bristol Channel. That's the narrow waterway that separates Wales from southwest England. Golfers are at the Celtic Manor for a different kind of tournament today. They're launching a faster-paced version of the gentleman's game. Where is it happening? The answer's coming up in just a matter of seconds. In fact, the answer to our GeoGolf quiz is Newport, Wales. The World's Clark Boyd was out on the links in Newport today for a tournament showcasing a speedier version of the game. It's called Power Play Golf.
Reigning U.S. Open champ Graham McDowell was the first to tee off today. Sure, it sounds like regular golf, but it isn't. This is Power Play Golf. No four-day tournaments with 18 holes each day. Power Play is just 9 holes. You can finish in about 3 hours.
Well, the idea is to create a short form of golf.
That's British amateur great Peter McAvoy. About 4 years ago, he was part of a team that came up with the idea for Power Play Golf.
Research showed that golf was losing out and that people were not taking it up or taking it up and leaving it alone, mainly because it takes too long. So we set out to try to find a short form of the game that would be exciting for people to play and watch.
In this expedited game, there are 2 flags on each hole. The white one is easier. The black one, the power play flag, is harder. Instead of playing against par, you score points. 1 point for bogey, 2 for par, 3 for a birdie. But you get double those scores if you play to the tougher flag. Golf purists may cringe, but South African golfing legend Gary Player doesn't.
Really, it's fascinating because you've got to know when to take your power play. You've got a lot of trouble on the one side and easier on the other side, so the temptation is there. You've got to really think. I think it's got a lot of merit.
Reigning U.S. Women's Open champion Paula Creamer says the faster format puts a premium on strategy. Players have to declare on the tee whether they'll try for a power play on a particular hole, and you have to take 3 power plays during a match. Creamer likes the fact that the format allows the women to take on the men.
It's a thing that now you can go against everybody. You brought all 4 tours together, and, you know, we'll see who comes out on top. And if you're going against the guys, it's going to be fun. You know, we're going to go up head-to-head, which I think is very neat. It's great for the game of golf. You know, I hope it catches on around the world.
Here you go, man.
Judging by this promotional video, Power Play is definitely targeting a younger set. But, Peter McAvoy says, Power Play is taking aim at more than just kids.
So there's people all over the world with clubs in the garage or in the attic who don't play or don't play as much as they might like. We're hoping that this new way of doing it, shorter, with a bit of added spice, will bring them back into the game as well.
A few hundred people braved the Welsh wind and rain to watch the match today. There were quite a few weekend warriors among the crowd, and they took heart from the words of English golfer Paul Casey. Power play might look and feel a bit different, but your golf cliches are still good.
Ultimately, you've just got to get the golf ball in the hole, though. Really, it's a case of just stepping up and pulling it off, you know, stepping up to the plate and taking advantage of the big moments.
For The World, this is Clark Boyd at the Celtic Manor Golf Club in Newport, Wales.
By the way, women did take on the men today, and they cleaned up. Paula Creamer tied for 3rd, Sweden's Helen Alfredsson took 2nd place, and the winner, Caroline Hedwall, also of Sweden. Well, we had some winners of our own today. Dar from Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, Natalie from Bowring, Oklahoma, and Alex from Honolulu, Hawaii. They all scored a hole-in-1 today on our GeoQuiz texting game. They named, correctly, Newport, Wales as the answer. If you'd like to play along next time, just text GeoQuiz, that's one word, GeoQuiz, to 69866.